is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Hallelujah. Welcome back, everybody. We have been preaching out of Isaiah 52, 53, 54. Jesus wants to heal you. Hallelujah. And confirmed by Matthew, talking about Jesus. Jesus healed them all that came to him. Hallelujah. But I just hear ringing in my spirit, somebody says, yeah, but. Okay, and so I'm remembering wonderful, wonderful anointed times I used to have when I went into the radio station early on Saturday morning. And so there is a time when I unpacked this more. I think it's worth a book. 7 Reasons Why You Don't Get Healed. Okay, so we're going to go to James chapter 4. So I'm not going to read the verses in order, but you could read them in order yourself. Go to James chapter 4. So verse 3, you ask and do not receive. I'm sorry, I want to go to verse 2. You do not have because you do not ask. For the first reason why prayer is not answered is because it's not prayed. The first reason that prayer is not answered is because it is not prayed. First reason that prayer is not answered is because it's not prayed. How many times have you heard, oh, well, prayer requests? And everybody says, oh, sister so-and-so is sick. And then they just go on. I was in a Sunday school class where this was done. And so I was moving on to another Sunday school class. And I told the lady, I was in a conversation with one of the gals in the hall. And said, you know, I just don't know how to pray for these people. And she said, oh, well, you just lift them up. And she just made a face like, oh, just enjoy the Lord. And I said, no, I'm not telling you I don't know how to pray in this church. Most people didn't. I said, I'm not telling you I don't know how to pray. I'm telling you I don't know what they want prayed for. They don't say that they want to be to have a healing. So if I prayed for healing, would they receive it? Or am I just wasting my time? She just looked at me shocked. But this is the conversation. Do you want to be healed? Well, how about asking for it? Right? And nonsense with this covering up, doing nothing with religious language. Okay. My thoughts and prayers go with you. Well, yeah, okay. I'm glad you're thinking about me. Are you praying for me? How about praying? Okay. You do not have because you do not ask. That's the number one reason why prayers don't get answers, because they don't get prayed. Okay. Number 2 is verse 3. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so you may spend it on your pleasures. Okay. So are you laying back and not exercising, eating all kind of stupid things, saying all kind of stupid things, watching all kind of stupid things, thinking all kind of stupid things, and then praying for healing and hope that that's going to do it? Okay, now I'm thinking of something. Here goes, in case it's the Lord. Last night I was reading Charles Finney's words. Now, if you remember, Finney was a big evangelist in the 1830s. And he said, revival is not a miracle. He said, of course he believed in the sovereignty of God and God's grace and all of that and God's work in a revival. He said, but, you know, God gives the growth in a harvest. But farmers don't just lay around, hope the harvest is going to be given to them by God. Don't just pray. They go and plant a seed. And he says, in the same way that we ought to work for revivals, we ought to do certain things. And he had new measures, but anyway, that not very new today. But in the same way, I think it would behoove us to live a healthy lifestyle if we want to live in total healing. Go and plant the seed and then pray for the harvest. Don't just lollygag around. Anyway, so that's reason number 2, is you ask it with wrong motives. Okay, of course, wrong motives might be more about when you're praying for other things and health. But use your health for living a good life. Yes? Okay. Number three reason is verse 1. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source of your pleasures that wage war in your members? You lust and do not have, and you commit murder, and you are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. Okay, and then it says, you have not because you do not ask. So it seems to me that fighting between members of the body of Christ blocks the blessing. And unforgiveness, we're told very clearly. So God won't forgive you if you don't forgive. And so this is my understanding of how it works. If you forgive a silly sounding story. But there's a tube down which God sends these packets of healing, miracles, whatever. And if you have that blocked with a bunch of garbage, then the stuff can't get through. Also, I'm reminded of a time when I sat in the radio station with a doctor whom I was interviewing, and we talked about the importance of forgiveness. It turns out, and I think if you hear this, you'll see in your own life, it turns out that scientifically you can tell you're in one state or the other state. Your whole body physiologically is in a state of either one or the other, and we'll call the one gratitude and joy, and the other one fear and anger. And we're really talking about a physiological state. And if you are in that fear and anger, hate, physiological state, you can't heal. You won't heal. If you go over to the gratitude, joy, receiving, healing state, well, you can receive the healing. And he talked about a patient of his who had cancer, and he prayed with her, and her cancer symptoms abated. And then, and part of that prayer was she had to forgive a family member for something. Anyway, later on, she came back to him, you know, many, many months later, and her cancer symptoms had returned, and she said, I just can't forgive. I just couldn't stick with that forgiveness. I'm so angry with this family member. He said, well, your cancer symptoms have returned. You can't be healed unless you stay in a state of forgiveness. And she said, I just can't do that. And so she died. Okay, so I'm not laughing that she died. But there are the first three reasons why prayers don't get answered. They don't get prayed. They're wrong prayers, or they're blocked by unforgiveness, anger, hate, quarreling. Okay? There's the answer. So repent. Lord, I repent of everything. I forgive everybody, everything. If any particular person comes up, say, I let go. Now, when you say forgive, you're not remitting sins. You are just letting it go. Right? You're not saying it was good and right. You're just saying, I'm not going to hang on to the resentment, the hate. I'm letting God deal with that, because God is the judge. And God can deal with it much better if you're not. So say, I let it go. I let it go. That's what you're saying when you forgive. Aphasis is the Greek word. I let that go. I choose not to be in anger. And then go and worship God. You can worship God with your will. Just turn to Psalms 150 and shout it if you have to. Praise God! And it's kind of warfare praise. Praise God, but it will open up your channel. Amen. And be healed. Receive the grace of God by faith, and don't block it by fear, anger, unforgiveness, resentment, blah, blah, blah. All kinds of things you know aren't right. Go with the flow. Hallelujah. And the flow will go with you. In Jesus' name, be healed.
God wants you healed. That's right. Forget about why God may not want you healed. He does want you healed, well and healthy. And in Sharon Sarles' new book, God Wants You Healed, she shows you this from a biblical perspective. This new book is available now and can be obtained in either a downloadable format or in hard copy at www.greatshalom.org. That's www.greatshalom.org. And remember, God wants you healed.
And the website is www.greatshalom.org. www.great like big, shalom, shalom.org. Please visit us there. And this is Sharon Sorrells proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sorrells. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.